Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A significant development in India's diplomatic engagements with Africa has just taken place, with the postponement of the 4th India-Africa Forum Summit, originally scheduled for May 28 to 31, 2026, in New Delhi. This decision, made jointly by the Ministry of External Affairs and the African Union Commission, is a response to the evolving public health situation, particularly the ongoing Bundibugyo Ebola virus disease outbreak across the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda. The trigger for this postponement is the World Health Organization's declaration of a public health emergency of international concern on 17 May 2026, with the index case confirmed in M23-controlled South Kivu and 139 suspected deaths reported across the affected districts. This outbreak, caused by the Bundibugyo Ebola virus, is only the third recorded outbreak of this strain globally, after Bundibugyo District, Uganda, in 2007 and Isiro, DRC, in 2012. Now, let us turn to the implications of this postponement. The India-Africa Forum Summit is India's apex strategic engagement framework with the African continent, structured around triennial to quinquennial summits, sectoral ministerials, and a rolling framework for strategic cooperation. This framework rests on five quantifiable pillars, which together explain why a summit deferment carries strategic cost. These instruments give India a complementary, not competing, offer to other external partners, soft infrastructure, human resource development, and technology transfer, distinct from the hard infrastructure footprint of competing partners. The postponement is the first time an IFS edition has been deferred since the framework's launch in 2008, and it freezes a calendar of high-value deliverables, including critical minerals MOUs, fresh lines of credit, and an upgraded India-Africa health partnership. The joint MIAO communique noted that consultations with member states of the African Union and the Government of India have concluded that the imperative of safeguarding the health of all delegations, host country personnel, and African citizens necessitates a deferment of the summit. Both sides reaffirmed the strategic centrality of the IFS process and committed to reconvening at the earliest mutually convenient date in the third or fourth quarter of 2026. Key procedural points in the statement include the fact that there is no cancellation, the summit is postponed, not abandoned, and that preparatory tracks, such as the senior officials meeting and the ministerial conclave, will continue in virtual mode. A joint India-AU technical working group on health security will be set up immediately to keep ministerial-level engagement alive. Bilateral state visits by African heads of state government already programmed around the summit window are being reviewed case by case through diplomatic channels. The India-Africa Forum Summit has a rich history, from the Banjul formula adopted by the AU for the 2008 inaugural, which restricts attendance to 15 countries representing the five regions of Africa, plus the AU Commission Chair, the AU Assembly Chair, and the rotating regional economic community chairs. The 2015 edition broke this format by inviting all 54 African states, making IFS3 the largest India-hosted summit until the G20 in 2023. Now, let us examine the pillars of India-Africa engagement. The IFS framework is built on five quantifiable pillars that together explain why a summit deferment carries strategic cost. These instruments give India a complementary, not competing, offer to other external partners, soft infrastructure, human resource development, and technology transfer, distinct from the hard infrastructure footprint of competing partners. But why does this matter? The postponement of IFS4 is significant because it was being curated as the launchpad for India's critical minerals diplomacy in Africa. Pre-summit senior officials' meetings had already converged on draft text for critical minerals MOUs with several African countries, including the DRC, Zambia, Zimbabwe, and Madagascar. The summit was also expected to see the launch of an upgraded India-Africa health partnership, incorporating pandemic preparedness, vaccine manufacturing tech transfer, and an Africa CDC-CDSCO regulatory bridge. The Ebola outbreak has introduced a significant variable into the diplomatic calculus. The Bundibugyo Ebola virus strain has a case fatality rate of 25-40%, lower than the Zaire Ebola virus, but with no licensed vaccine. The index case is in South Kivu, within territory contested by the M23 armed group, sharply complicating WHO and DECIN's sans frontières access. India's Africa health diplomacy is now under stress test. The two largest Asian engagements with Africa, India and China, are structurally different, and IFS4 was designed to sharpen that distinction. The critical minerals dimension is a key aspect of this engagement, with Africa holding the supply chains India needs for its national critical minerals mission and the broader energy transition. Now, let us look at the way forward. Despite the deferment, the MIA has signaled an active continuity plan, including virtual sectoral ministerials in June to July 2026, accelerated Kabul bilateral agreements with the DRC and Zambia outside the summit framework, and vaccine maitri prepositioning. The Indo-African defense dialogue will continue on schedule, with counter-terror and maritime security tracks unaffected by the health emergency. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India-Africa Forum Summit has had three previous editions, the first in New Delhi in 2008, the second in Addis Ababa in 2011, and the third in New Delhi in 2015. The African Union joined the G20 as a permanent member at the New Delhi G20 Summit in September 2023, under India's presidency. India-Africa bilateral trade is approximately $100 billion, with India being the fifth largest investor in Africa, with cumulative FDI of around $75 billion. India is the top trading partner for seven African countries, including South Africa, Nigeria, Egypt, Algeria, and Angola. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, International Relations, and GS Paper 3, Economy, Science and Technology, and Internal Security. The key concepts to focus on include India's foreign policy towards Africa, multilateral diplomacy and the African Union, pandemic-era diplomacy, Global South leadership, and bilateral and regional groupings. The critical minerals security and supply chain diversification, pandemic preparedness and health security, pharma diplomacy, and vaccine manufacturing are also important aspects to consider. In conclusion, the postponement of the 4th India-Africa Forum Summit is a significant development in India's diplomatic engagements with Africa, driven by the evolving public health situation and the ongoing Ebola outbreak. As India navigates this complex landscape, it is essential to understand the strategic implications and the way forward, including the active continuity plan and the key facts and numbers that will shape India's Africa policy.